One key disagreement is over Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income Americans. Under President Obama's Affordable Care Act, states could expand Medicaid, and the federal government would pick up most of the cost. In Alaska, the expansion would have covered an estimated 40,000 people. But Governor Sean Parnell announced last year that he would not expand Medicaid. He argued that the program is deeply flawed and said the federal government couldn't be trusted to keep its end of the bargain on funding. Bill Walker says if he's elected, reversing that decision will be priority number one.
The easy one for us is expanding Medicaid. I mean, it helps 40,000 Alaskans. Good grief. That's a pretty easy one there.
Dan Sullivan sees the issue differently. And this is Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, who's running for lieutenant governor, not former Attorney General Dan Sullivan, who's running for U.S. Senate. Sullivan says he's against expanding a program that will inevitably add to the federal debt.
Doesn't make sense for me to say we should borrow more money for China to expand a government program.
Does that mean that you wouldn't accept federal funds for anything in Alaska, or it's specifically Medicaid?
Well, we take it issue by issue. I mean, if somebody said, federal highway dollars, for example, can help build a road that will lead to good jobs and economic development, then you see an end game there that's positive.
He says Medicaid doesn't meet that bar.
Again, I'm not sure where it was ever determined that it's the government's role to provide, Medicaid to X number of people. It was supposed to be a safety net, and it's expanded to where the levels that are required to qualify for Medicaid, I think, go beyond the safety net and really just become another government entitlement program that's unsustainable.
Sullivan says a top priority for his ticket would be education. He's proposed a Great Teacher Fund, which would pay for the college education of any student in the top 5% of their high school class, as long as they committed to teaching in Alaska.
You want great student performance? You have great teachers. How do you get great teachers? You train them. How do you train them? Rigorous, strong, demanding curriculum, and attract great students into the program. That's how it works.
Sullivan also took a shot at his opponents, pointing out that Bill Walker was a registered Republican until he formed the Unity ticket. Walker ran against Parnell in the Republican primary in 2010.
I think it creates a disjointed ticket that, quite frankly, I can't quite find what the core is. What's the moral, philosophical core of that ticket?
I would say the core is to put Alaska before politics, and to make decisions based upon what's best for Alaska, not necessarily based upon what the core political party.
That's Bill Walker. And here's Byron Malott.
The issues that bring us together far outweigh those on which we differ. And the issues on which we differ are more intensely personal than they are political.
Those issues include abortion rights and same-sex marriage. Before merging campaigns, Malott himself pointed out that Walker is far more conservative on social issues. Walker says since he's not running on those issues, his administration wouldn't introduce legislation on them. But what if the legislature sends him a bill, say, restricting abortion rights?
On those issues, I will obviously read it. I will consult with my attorney general, whoever he or she may be. I'll consult with both sides on the issue that's in the legislation to get their input. And then the last person I'll speak with will be Byron. Then I'll make a decision about what I do with that piece of legislation. So I can't guarantee a result. I can guarantee a process. It'll be very open, very fair, very balanced process.
Finally, there's the issue of oil taxes. Walker and Malott both campaigned for the repeal of SB 21, Governor Parnell's signature oil tax legislation. But in August, voters chose to keep that system. Walker says his administration would honor that decision.
But what we will do is we will make sure Alaskans know sort of how it's going. In other words, we have way too much confidentiality in Alaska on oil and gas issues. Alaskans deserve to know, is there in fact truly new oil coming in, or is it legacy oil in the pipeline? Is it revenue neutral? Though some have said we make more money on one versus the other. Alaskans should know that. So what we'll do is we'll make sure Alaskans are aware of what we're aware of as far as how it's going.
And Malott says engaging the public is what their ticket is all about.
We will reach out to Alaskans and re-engage them in public policy decision-making in a way that this current administration hasn't, and that Alaskans' voices will once again be heard in their government.
It's not a matter of working across the aisle. It's working. There'll be no aisles. It'll be a matter of working with 60 Alaskans in the legislature, and really, as Byron says so well, really reaching out to Alaskans to receive their input and engage them in the process.
Anything else that you wanted to add?
Well said, brother.
And on November 4th, voters will have to decide whether that vision of a nonpartisan Alaska is a real possibility or, as Sullivan says, a recipe for conflict. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.